You're listening to Ontario Today. I'm Hallie Cottenham. It's the beginning of a new stage for some 5,000 workers at Research in Motion. They're losing their jobs as beleaguered tech giant restructures. Today, we're hoping to offer a bit of hope by sharing stories about how to bounce back from a job loss, and we'd like to hear your story. The number to call is 1-888-817-8995. Anita Caputo lost her job at Nortel during Ottawa's high-tech bust, but she survived, and now she has a message for others facing layoff worries. It just might be the best thing that ever happened to you. She's co-authored a book called Learn to Bounce, From a High-Tech Layoff to Your Ideal Work. Good afternoon, Anita. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Hallie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Do you remember the very moment when you found out that you were losing your job?
Oh, yes. You don't forget moments like that. I had just returned from 2 weeks of vacation, and it was my first day back at work. And at that time at Nortel, there were people being laid off en masse. So it wasn't unusual to come in and find that meeting rooms were booked. And the purpose of the booked meeting rooms was, like I said, to lay off people en masse. So I could tell it was one of these days, and just returned from vacation, wanting to find out, geez, what's happening? You know, what's happened while I've been gone? Couldn't find my manager, you know, was speaking to some of my coworkers, and eventually made my way back to my desk. And my phone rang, and it was interview room one or whatever. It was from the main floor of the complex where they typically interviewed people. And it was my manager. And he said, Anita, can you come down and see me? So I think at that moment, I knew this was my moment.
And when you found out for sure, what did it feel like?
Oh, man, it's scary. I just remember my knees feeling like jelly. And I think before I left my desk, I actually tried to call my husband. He wasn't there, and I just hung up, and I went down. And that walk down was, again, quite eerie. And you just know what's coming.
We know that hundreds and thousands of people were eventually let go from Nortel. Did you take it personally, knowing that?
You always take it personally. You know, even if you're one of 1,000 or one of 10,000, I think there's always an element of taking it personally. Why me? Because someone else beside you did survive. Yes, you're always wondering why me and why now? Could I have done something different? Yeah. Yes.
We're asking listeners to share their experiences when one job ended and a new phase in their life began. 1-888-817-8995. Anita, you went home. That was your reality for the next couple of days or weeks. Did it affect your relationship with friends and family and neighbors?
Actually, friends and family are key to moving forward. So did it affect my relationship? It has to affect your relationship. I don't know how else to say that. In some ways, I think, though, it drew us closer. You know, I think of my husband. He came home immediately. And, you know, I was crying. I was crying for the family that I left behind at work. And yet, there was this optimism. And I just knew that when I got over the loss, it was going to be exciting to move forward into this new opportunity.
And I'm curious to know whether there was like a turning point moment for you when you put away your box of Kleenex and you said to yourself, okay.
I don't think there's a turning point as it is a mix. There's going to be moments you're going to be down and out, and there's going to be moments when you're going to feel optimistic. And it can go from moment to moment or week to week or day to day. And the trick is that when you're down, you've got to bounce back up. And I think, you know, part of that is the title of the book, Learn to Bounce.
In fact, you started collecting stories of other people's experiences with layoffs, with discovering this new path forward. Were there common threads throughout the stories that you heard that you can tease out?
Yeah, absolutely. And the people we chose was because we wanted to give others hope and inspiration. So how did these people do it? When the market is really tough, it's hard to find a job, and most people are going to be unemployed for up to 12 months or longer. How did they turn that around? How did they stay positive, and how did they land the next job? So these were the people that we interviewed, and I think attitude is absolutely number one. You have to be enthusiastic. You have to be optimistic. And like I said, friends and family are are critical, and faith, the triple F's, three yeah. F's, friends, family, and faith.
And overcoming the stigma of being someone who's like,
oh, absolutely.
Tell me about that.
That's hard. Again, you know, there's a feeling of shame for a lot of people. For some people, it might be a feeling of shock. You just can't take it personally. These are business decisions. And typically when these things happen, it's the best thing that's ever happened to you. And that's what you need to focus on. You need to focus on the positive.
Dave is on the line now in Sault Ste. Marie. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Can you tell us your story?
I was working in television in the late 80s and 90s and locally, and some layoffs happened as things got downsized and operations got centralized. And at the time, it was devastating. I was full-time and I was laid off, but ended up still working in it part-time, at first with full-time hours, and then they started gradually getting pared back, but I could see the writing on the wall. And like I said, it was devastating, but I was also kind of looking for a change, but couldn't just up and leave a full-time job. Mm-hmm. And so I took the opportunity to go back to school, and I was kind of inspired by my mom, who was a labor nurse of 45 years, and I got into nursing. And I've been an ICU nurse. I did a year of surgical at the beginning, but then I've been an ICU nurse for about 12 years now.
And when you look back at what was and what is now,
mm-hmm.
what do you think?
Well, I think in at the time, it seemed like just a world-shattering, devastating event. But when I look back on it now, it certainly was the best thing, really, that ever happened to me. I mean, it gave me, you know, the kick I needed in retrospect, and changed things, 100% for the better.
That's a great story, Dave. Thank you very much for starting us out. 1-888-817-8995. How did you bounce back from the end of a job? Anita, I saw you rather nodding your head as Dave was relating his story. It took something like a layoff to push him towards something even more fulfilling.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I was thinking. I would have never left Nortel. I would have never left working there. There was always something new to do. The benefits were great, the money was good, etc. So we become complacent, and that was what I wanted to talk about. And like Dave said, it was the kick he needed. And so often there's so much more for us out there, and when we get laid off, again, this is our opportunity to explore.
Tanya's on the line in Oshawa. Good afternoon, Tanya.
Hi.
How did you bounce back?
Well, what happened with me is I was working overseas, and I finished a contract position back in March 2011. And I didn't find work right away, but then I thought I sort of wanted to go back to my roots because I really always loved to travel. So I thought I'll take the opportunity that I have right now and go traveling, and that's what I did for 6 months. I went to Europe and just did that, just went back to something I really enjoyed. And I spent most of my time in France, and I ended up just realizing I want to live here. So that's what I'm in the process of doing now, is relocating there.
Not worrying so much about the work, just focusing on living in the now?
At the moment, yeah, it's kind of like that. And I figure, well, I sort of have that, I don't know, call it, I guess that little bit of faith that that I'll be okay. And I'm hoping to get more involved in teaching English. I have certification to do that. And there's a great demand for that in France, luckily. So it's an open door, and I do a little bit of work already there in that. So, yeah, I just figured this is the time to sort of follow something I was, in my heart, I always thought I'd like to do.
A natural,
in Europe.
In Europe, no doubt. A natural turning point for Tanya. That's what she's talking about. A contract ended, and it was that spurred her to travel. Although, now, I don't want to put words in Tanya's mouth, but as a listener, perhaps you're warning her about the mortgage, the rent, paying the bills. You have to have the confidence to make the leap.
Well, you know, thank you, Tanya, for sharing your story, because, you know, some key words that Tanya mentioned, faith. You have to have faith. And the other key thing that Tanya did is she just followed her heart, and she did what came naturally. She did. I always say, just do what you want to do next. Especially young people often get really hung up on, what am I going to do for life? It's not about what you want to do for life. Just do what you want to do next. Have the faith. And you, Hallie said, living in the now.
Yeah. 1-888-817-8995. Mary is on the line now in Sudbury. Good afternoon, Mary. Are you there, Mary? No, I'm sorry, we don't have Mary. Leslie is on the line now in Mississauga. Good afternoon, Leslie.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. I think I was one of the first companies, Stelco and Hamilton, that had a big layoff, and they let go of half the purchasing. And it was a shock. I just got over an operation for cancer, thyroid cancer. I had a two-year-old, and I went from sick leave back, and they were on strike. So when I came back, they laid me off. So I went through all this emotional stuff, which I think is like a loss of death. And in that time, we were all taught, my dad was so proud of me. Oh, you're a Stelco. You're going to have a pension forever. You're going to be taken care of. And it was the first signs that our society was changing into short term. You better, yeah. As your other caller said, or the book author, you better bounce back and find what you want to do, because the next generation is going to go through being laid off. And my my nephews has just been laid off. Okay. So you just can, but the death is definitely, you go through all that sort of stuff till you get there. You miss the camaraderie of people with coffees and talking. That's what you mourn for.
And how did you turn things around, Leslie?
I'm working now at a pharmaceutical company and doing great. I've been with this company 11 years and not as afraid as what I was at the beginning. But our generation, because I'm 54, was taught you went to a company and you stayed there forever. So it was shameful in one way that you got laid off, because financially it set you back. Emotionally it set you back. My husband was great. My son was great. But your finances, as far as your retirement, too, that's another big thing that happens when you get laid off. You have to really get somebody in there helping you right off the bat.
Well, thank you very much, Leslie. Thanks for calling. I'm glad you're working. Anita, Leslie's point is that while you're sort of finding yourself, your RSP is not being contributed to, the mortgage payment is not being doubled up. There is a cost to that break in work, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was just reading an article saying that Canadians aren't saving enough as an emergency fund. So, I mean, that's one way of being proactive. You do have to continue to feed the family. But the one other point that I want to make, you can live on a lot less. And, you know, and when you're stretched to be creative, to be innovative, you find ways to live on a lot less.
Fewer lunches out, no Starbucks, that sort of thing.
It's amazing. It's amazing how much less we can live with when we're challenged with that.
1-888-817-8995 to share your story of bouncing back. Clive is on the line now. Good afternoon, Clive.
Hello there.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Grey Highland.
Hi, what was your story?
Well, it happened a long time ago. I was only 24 and I'm a retiree now. But I was working for a small instrumentation company up in Peterborough, and they decided that they had too many people in the marketing department, and I was one of the ones that got the short straw. And so this was a week after I got engaged and about a month after I bought my first brand new car.
So, oh, boy.
this
explains why it's so fresh in your memory, Clive.
Yeah, but I regrouped, went back, lived in Mississauga with my mom and dad, and searched around for a job, found one about 8 weeks later at Ontario Hydro, when they were building Lakeview Generating Station, and I retired from Ontario Power Generation 33 and a half years later as a senior human resources professional. So things change. I started out as an electrical technician, ended up in human resources. Things can change, and you go with what looks good at the time, and hopefully you can, if it's not perfect, it'll get there.
Did the wedding go ahead, Clive?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We celebrated our 44th wedding anniversary a few weeks ago.
Well, congratulations. Clive has got an interesting story about how he started out in one field and ended up in completely in the other, keeping an open mind. I know that's one of the elements in your book.
Yes, absolutely. One of the people that we cover, he went and studied nuclear medicine, and I just heard from him, and he's earned his doctorate in nuclear medicine. And he wasn't young, as in he wasn't in his 20s. He was probably in his 40s or 50s when he did this. So you're never too old, and there's always something else out there for you.
Colette is on the line in London. Good afternoon, Colette. Hi, are you there, Colette? Hi, we can, barely. How did you bounce back? I'm afraid that Colette's connection there is not quite what we'd like it to be. Maybe we'll give Colette a call back. Moina is on the line now in North Bay. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How did you bounce back?
I just decided to be my own boss. Like, you have to make some ground rules for yourself. Because when you work for people, you're not in charge of anything. Anything can happen to you anytime.
Tell us about the job that you left or that ended.
Yeah, I was working and then suddenly the job was over.
And what did you retrain to do?
No, I didn't retrain. I'm a pharmacist, so I just decided to change, be my own boss. Instead of working for people permanently, I decided to just work as a relief pharmacist.
That's a great job. Moina, thank you very much for your input. We're asking people to share their stories of how they bounce back from a layoff. 1-888-817-8995. Anita, you talk about a series of traps in your book that are roadblocks, I guess, to moving on. You talk about the internet, trap, the hermit trap. Can you share some of those points?
Yeah, I like how you brought up internet first because as you may know, you can get on the internet and the next thing you know, you've just spent 2 hours not doing what you intended to do when you sat down 2 hours earlier. So absolutely. And the other thing to be said is that, yes, you're going to see job opportunities on the internet, but you're going to get a job from a human being. And I think that's what you have to remember. You need to be building those relationships and not just spending all of your time on the internet. Most jobs will come from another person.
And the hermit trap?
The hermit trap is, again, just not getting out there. It's super important that you get out there and you network. And if you're not comfortable with networking, some people say, that's not me. Well, do what's comfortable. If it just means doing some volunteer work, to me, that's a form of networking. Anything that gets you out and gets you mixing with other people is networking.
Brian is on the line now in Peterborough. Good afternoon, Brian.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, tell us how you bounce back.
My experience is maybe similar to some of your other callers. I was in my mid-40s when I lost a job. I was a financial manager with General Electric and had been with the company pretty well 25 years at that time. My problem was I didn't really have the slightest idea how to look for a job. And I had the advantage of using an outplacement service, but I would recommend to any of your listeners that are interested to get help, whether it's an outplacement service, whether it's resume writing, and those skills are very they're very different now than they used to be, but resume is one thing that helped me in a great deal. And people have to remember when they go to look for a job that's advertised, there are probably 100 people applying for that job, and the first thing that the potential employer is trying to do is they're trying to eliminate 97% of those that apply. So they need a reason, to eliminate them. You need your resume to stand out. It has to be based on the accomplishments, what you've achieved, not just what you've done. And if you get help in preparing a quality resume and get help in the whole process of looking for a job, you will be successful.
And you, Brian?
I'm sorry?
And was it for you?
Oh, very much so.
Where are you now?
Well, actually, I'm retired now.
Okay. But
I did continue. I did find out that there was life after being with a single company for 25 years, and it did work out for me quite well. But, people need to, as your other callers have said, they need to stay positive. You will get a job. But looking for a job is a full-time job in itself.
Yeah.
You have to go about it in a very systematic, very structured way and get the help you need to do it properly.
Some great advice and a story of hope from Brian in Peterborough. Thanks very much, Brian. Russ is on the line now in Mississauga. Good afternoon, Russ.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, how did you bounce back?
Well, actually, this had actually happened to me this past February, and I've been with the company for 18 years. So the company had a reputation of downsizing. And they would do it at the end of each quarter. We used to call them Termination Tuesday. So depending on the previous quarter's results, they would have these mass layoffs. So I was caught up with one in February, group of 10. But I had seen the writing on the wall for a while because I followed the company's results and I'd seen they'd done this previously. So I'd actually been planning an exit strategy for a while and trying to figure out what I really wanted to do with my life. I was in my late 40s, my late 40s at the time. So the way that actually happened is that and this is just coincidence of timing, but the Monday evening before it happened, I was actually sitting talking to the employer I'm with right now and working out, you know, how we were going to structure it and how we were going to work together. And then not 12 hours later, it happened. But
you called him back?
What's that?
You called him back and said, remember what we were talking about yesterday?
Well, the funny thing is that he had approached me, and one of the biggest issues I had was with you know, I didn't have a lot of time. It was such a job that I could do in the evenings and still, I'm designing kitchens for a small kitchen company, right. So I was meeting clients in the evening. So, yeah, the biggest concern I had was just I didn't have a lot of time. My kids were in sports, so... You know, 4 out of 5 nights, weeknights were full of sports. So yeah, the next day I called him back and said, hey, you remember that discussion we had last night? And I said I didn't have a lot of time. Guess what? I do now.
Some time has opened up. Russ, it's a great story of remaining positive, even though you can tell the bit of gallows humor at the workplace, Termination Tuesdays. How important is that?
To remain positive? Oh, absolutely critical. You have to remain enthusiastic. If you're still working and you think the writing is on the wall, as Russ referred to, you have to remain enthusiastic. I always say you have to be ready to stay, and you have to be ready to go. So if ready to stay means being enthusiastic and putting everything into your job, and ready to go means that you start to do some of this planning and you embrace an attitude of enthusiasm around job hunting.
What if your employer senses that you've got one foot out the door?
Well, if you're enthusiastic about your current job, then they shouldn't sense that.
That shouldn't be an issue. Okay. Erin is on the line in Ottawa. Good afternoon, Erin.
Hi there.
Hi. What happened to you?
Well, I was working for a small company for 3 years, and I was laid off, actually just a few months after I bought my first house. So I took a few months to figure out what to do next, and I applied to the Ontario Self-Employment Benefit Program, which is a fantastic opportunity when you're in that position. And I started my Ripple Adventure, and I do the stuff that I love to do every day. It's been a really amazing change for me, and I wouldn't have thought it at the time, but it was just such a great transition.
Do you think you would have started your own company if you hadn't have been laid off, Erin?
Probably 10 years from now. I mean, it was the kick that I needed to start it right then. So I was working in a small business to gain some hands-on experience in a small business. It's what I wanted to do eventually, but it kind of gave me a really good defined launching point to take that leap of faith in myself.
Congratulations on that, Erin. Thank you very much. Susan's on the line in Burlington. Good afternoon, Susan.
Hi.
Hi, what happened to you?
Well, both my husband and I have been through downsizing recently. My husband's very recent and is just really starting to look again for him because he's 60. It was also a decision, do I want to work again? And I think for both of us, the thing that's really stood out is though we had outplacement counseling, that doesn't provide much support for the emotional or, in his case, like the what do I do next when you have a decision to make. And we're both, you know, over 50 and dealing also with that stigma. Like, there is definitely a sort of survivor mentality when we meet our friends. Like, oh, are you still working?
Yeah. And Susan, where are you guys at now? Have you made those decisions? Are you moving forward?
Well, I'm reemployed, and actually it has opened good opportunities for me to do things that, you know, when you're sitting in a regular paycheck kind of job at this age, it's pretty hard to say, oh, I think I'd like to try this. But when you have a termination, then you have that option.
Yeah. You could look at it two ways. You're either being forced to reconsider, or it's an invitation to reconsider. It's an opportunity. Tommy is on the line now in Chatham. Hi, Tommy.
Hello.
Hi, Tommy. Are you there?
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm great. What happened to you?
Okay, I started off right out of high school. I started off at Ford Motor Company, and I went to community college off and on for different things, trying to find myself. But after 3 years, I got laid off. But before I got laid off, my father, who was a general foreman there, let me know a year in advance. So since I was already doing hair as a cosmetologist, just doing it in the basement, I went to school for that. So So when I got laid off, by the time my unemployment ran out, I was graduating. So I fell right into my next profession. And then I did that for maybe 20 years. And then as my things started to slow down in that industry in the Detroit area, something that I was specialized in, hair weaving and toupees, and we were getting $300, maybe $200 for that. Now you can get that for $50, so that was not the thing for me to do. So I went and worked for one of the casinos in Detroit area.
Wow.
I worked my way up to management, and then 4 years after that, they said we were going to have a big layoff. We were laying off all hourly employees, and 6 months before they laid the hourly employees off, they said, well, we're going to have to get some of the new supervisors too, which included me.
Yeah.
So I had to make another move. And I went into the truck driving industry. That's what I'm doing right now.
Tommy, that's an incredible story of resilience and jack of all tradedness. Anita, we're going to have to hold Tommy there, but what do you hear when you hear that story?
Oh, I hear someone who's willing to adapt to the changes that are put in front of you, and that's what it's all about. It's overcoming the adversity and moving forward.
If your former manager at Nortel phoned you up and said, Anita, we're back on track, your job is open, what would you say to him?
No, thanks.
A good indication of where you are now. Thank you so much, Anita. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Hallie. It's been a pleasure.
Anita Caputo is a career consultant, a public speaker, a management trainer. She's the co-author of the book, Learn to Bounce, From a High-Tech Layoff to Your Ideal Work. You can check it out on her website, learntobounce.com. That's our show for today. If you